welcome to It's All Chaos, a podcast about two best friends who are navigating the ups and downs of working full-time,
running their own businesses,
blending families,
and taking on Nana duties.
Join us for our Becoming Sister Wives book club and Sister Wives rewatch.
And the challenging day-to-day events that just prove that every day, all day,
it's all chaos. Welcome to episode 22 of the It's All Chaos podcast. I'm Jill.
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Alex.
And we're going to do a little bit shorter episode, we think. Just kind of a get to know us, high level.
A bonus-ode.
Yeah, that's right. It's about, yeah, what?
A bonus-ode?
Yeah, like a bonus episode.
It's I understand.
Everything is, yeah.
That's it.
It's bonus-ode.
Yep.
I feel like it should have its own little theme song.
I think a little bit is mostly for Alex, because if you've been listening to us for any period of time, you know me and Tracy, but, you know, we still can go over high level stuff. And then if you guys have questions, you can send them in and we'll put it into another bonus-ode.
Bonus-ode. Part two.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, so you want to start, Alex?
I think you should name it bonus-ode. When you
tell us, who is your daddy and what does he do?
Okay, well, my dad, his name is Ivan, and he lives in Washington. No.
That was a Kindergarten Cop reference. Who doesn't know Kindergarten Cop?
Oh, that's right.
Who is your daddy?
It's been a long time since I've seen Kindergarten Cop. Okay. So my name is Alex. I am 32 years old. I love long walks on the beach.
I do not. It's outdoorsy. Too outdoorsy for me.
But I don't want to stay on the beach forever. I want to then go inside to the beach house. I don't want to like camp on the beach.
Yeah.
I am Tracy's daughter, her one and only child. So lucky her.
She loves being an only child.
I love being an only child.
But she never wanted.
I never was
an only child.
Right, I did not want to personally have an only child, but I always loved being an only child, and I have no issues with being an only child. I was fine with not having siblings. I visited my friends and their siblings, and that was enough for me. But no, I never wanted to have an only child, and so I did not. I have two. Their names are James and Maximus. I'm sure you've heard about them. They are crazy. James is 5 and a half, and Max turns 4 in a couple weeks. I am married to my husband, Tyler, for almost 9 years. At this point, 9 years in March. And I'm a teacher. I currently teach 4th grade at a private Christian school in the valley where we live. But I have taught 3rd grade, and I've also taught junior high math and science up through geometry. So that's fun. I like to teach math. It's my favorite thing to teach.
Nice.
And,
she did not get that from her mom.
And
because I think the only math she doesn't really like is geometry.
I hate geometry.
It's the only one that made sense to me and the only one I enjoyed. I
absolutely hate geometry. My favorite is algebra and algebra 2, trigonometry. But no, I hated geometry.
I never even got there.
I drive a minivan. Because
it's a Honda Odyssey.
Because
that's cool
it's
thing
not.
To do.
It is a Chrysler Pacifica.
Did you not have a Honda?
No,
Odyssey
I've
at
always
point?
No, I've always had to have a Pacifica because it's American made.
I have legit because
my husband's one of those
forever. I have wanted a minivan.
Tyler also always wanted a minivan, so then he got his minivan through me, and then he gets to have the cool car also. Yeah. So he like gets both the things.
There you
he's
go.
Always wanted in vehicles.
There you go.
But yeah, that's a little bit about me. I'm tall and
super tall.
And that's my life. I'm 32 years old.
And she is a drama.
Oh, drama wraith.
Drama loving.
That's what my husband calls
kid,
me.
Just like me. She likes horror movies.
Yes.
Who likes true crime.
Yes. Reality television.
Reality television. All the stuff.
Yep.
She's a great travel partner.
Yeah.
All right.
I love vacation.
If she doesn't know it about her, her mom will tell you.
I love vacation.
That's right.
Dude,
we all love
vacation.
Vacation's my favorite.
We are Disney loving, vacation loving group of podcasters.
100%.
That's us.
And
we used to do a podcast about Disney, but that kind of didn't go anywhere. So we're still trying to find our niche.
You know what? It's not that it didn't go anywhere. It did pretty. It did fine. It's just that there are so many people that cover Disney that we felt like we were just repeating the same things that other people were repeating. And and we got to a point where we weren't doing it. We had annual passes, so we were going all the time. And we could tell you things about the parks and our experience there. But then when we didn't renew our annual passes, we weren't visiting as much. All we had to report on was the news.
Right.
And we felt like we were just
there were other people who were doing the news better. And yes, people enjoyed listening to us. But I think what really was our fun stuff. And we
stopped doing travel planning at that for a small period of time. So that went with it.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, like you said, there's so many people doing Disney podcasts well that you kind of have to have some sort of a niche. And, you know, we also were traveling a lot when the advent of Periscope kind of came about. So we got podcast listeners from the fact that we were Periscoping at the parks and we were just having fun on the parks Periscoping. And maybe I'm going to try TikTok Live the next time I'm at the parks you know, see if I can get the same feel that I got. Because Periscope is so fun. Because
Jill loved Periscope.
I did love Periscope. I Periscope all the time. We'd walk into the park and I would hit go. And I would just hold my phone and I would take everybody where we were going. And people would talk and I'd read comments. And I felt like I was hanging out with my friends at the parks even though they weren't
there. You'll get the same vibe from TikTok. You will.
Yeah. So I just thought maybe that would be fun. And then, you know,
people like to go shopping. So like if you like to walk in the stores and show things. Yeah. And say, this is the price and this is what things are. And just as you shop and look at things, they like to be taken along because a lot of people don't get a go as often as we do. In fact, most people don't. And so they like just seeing what's there.
And, totally. You and I are kind of fun to hang out with. You know, we followed your sexy backpack for a long time. So anyways, we had that Disney podcast and that kind of went hand in hand while we said it in a previous podcast, but this kind of channel was originally started way back when and it kind of went defunct and we fired it back up.
And it
up.
Did really
well. Yeah, because we were podcasting about LuLaRoe. So Tracy and I guess get into a switch of a background, but Tracy and I met and became bestest of pals because we both got hired on to be independent travel agents for the same travel company. But we were both local in Arizona, so we found that we were both new with the company. So Tracy messaged me and said, hey, you're new, I'm new, let's meet. And I was like, okay. So we met at a Starbucks, and once you meet a Disney person and you start talking Disney, like, it doesn't stop. And next thing you know, our monthly meetings was turning into weekly meetings, and
then we were
traveling together. And then I wanted a new day job and you helped me get a new day job. So then we were day jobbing together along with travel agenting together and traveling together. And like you said, then we started podcasting about Disney and then you decided to start selling LuLaRoe. And I also love LuLaRoe. So we both were selling LuLaRoe. So we were podcasting about LuLaRoe.
Now I don't love LuLaRoe.
And now you still wear the clothes.
I still have some of my
bad clothes.
I'm not as into all the new boutique-y stuff.
Yeah, and
that's a little out of my range. But yes, I still do have some of them that I really love. But the company itself, I'm bitter with, like I am bitter with DirecTV.
Well, there you go.
Don't get a start
on
DirecTV.
I did not know that you felt the same about LuLaRoe that you felt about DirecTV. Because I know how you feel about DirecTV.
I still feel like they're continuing to further jerk the chains of the poor people that are still there trying to make it work. I just don't feel like they have any of their best interests. Like, at the beginning, I believed in them and their thoughts and their feelings and what they said was what they were portraying. Yeah, maybe it is. But they quit us.
Right. But they have, you know what? We are the Mary Dingleberries of LuLaRoe. Hanging on.
Everybody.
Just hoping at some point.
Everybody. Because they are like Cody, and they have given up on all the wives and all the children.
I think,
except for one.
I think Ace and Caitlin coined the term Dingle Marys. You're just hanging on like a Dingle Mary.
That's funny. I love that.
I've never heard that, but that's really funny.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
Okay, so the Sister Wives podcast, Love Should Be Multiplied, Not Divided. Ace and Caitlin, I think he coined that term. And now I can't think of Dingleberries without thinking about Dingle Mary. And then, anyways, but that's kind of like what it is. Like they're still chugging along with their business, and I'm assuming they're still making their money. Or some money, obviously not the money they were making in 2017, 2016
and
days.
I'll give it to LuLaRoe. When we were both laid off from the job that we had at the same time, when we got laid off, they went through a huge layoff. I mean, they laid off
the company,
half of our
not
entire
LuLaRoe,
department.
The company, that we were
not
working
LuLaRoe.
For.
Then we both were doing, we had started doing LuLaRoe earlier
as like
that
a side
year,
gig.
Within a year. And we just decided to take it full time. And it supported our families and what we needed for many years. Time. And then COVID hit and things changed and they went through a big change of the way they were doing things. And I went back to working full time because because I started having the grandsons over every day because I didn't want them going to daycare
during the COVID times.
I was like, now Max is like just a few months old.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really want to send them to daycare.
Yeah. I didn't want anybody touching him.
Not because I was afraid of people to touch it because of their germs. It was mostly like my mom heart was sad.
Yeah. So I got to work.
So it made my mom heart feel better that they were going to be with my mom and her mom heart.
Yeah. So we did that. And then, you know, just through that, I got more and more disillusioned with them, even though I thought it was a different MLM model than other MLMs, and I felt you could actually make money without having to do all the recruiting and
all of that BS.
Yeah. You could just sell the stuff and make the money.
Right.
But they started changing a lot of the behind the scenes on what they were offering for you to purchase, and then you couldn't get the same things and you couldn't restock, right? And so they took away that ability to where if you didn't have a team, your ability to make the money from just selling the stuff was really getting difficult.
Yeah, because they weren't letting you get the good
with their foolishness. And so it was like, you know what? Never mind. And then through that disillusionment, because I was involved in some other MLMs, because I'd always kind of liked the idea of making some side money, I became more disillusioned and annoyed at all of them.
Yes.
That I'd ever been of. And the more I dug in, the more I was like, these were all, other than LuLaRoe, I didn't make money or couldn't have supported myself on any of these other ones. They were all BS.
Right.
Even though the products themselves, I really like.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed them and whatever.
Sure.
But yeah, they were all just hobbies that couldn't get anywhere except for those one percenters.
Right. Right.
And to do that, you had to take advantage of other people.
Right.
To be that 1%. To be the 1%, you had to. There was no way that you were fully supporting all of these other people.
Yeah. Depending on how deep your line goes.
Like you're supposed to.
Sure. For sure.
It was not sustainable and it was not.
Yeah.
Like, because with the attrition rate, you had to get so many in and out. Like I said, and then LuLaRoe blew themselves up. They were unique and different in the way that they did it. And the way you could make money and you could actually make a sustainable income, and they blew it up. Like James takes his dynamite in Minecraft and randomly blows his things up. That's what they're like. Laura's like, now, you know what? I'm just going to see what happens when I make my whole house out of dynamite and put all my cool stuff in it.
That's my son in Minecraft.
That's what James did. And then they, it blew up.
And then it's like, now you have to go get all those things again.
Here's the thing, though. But you, James is smart enough that you tell him, you just blew up your entire chest full of all of your iron armor. And he's like,
oh.
You tell LuLaRoe, hey, you just blew that all up, and now things are going to be harder for everybody involved. And they're like, oh, no.
No, you're just
lazy.
We got
a plan.
Lazy.
Yeah, you just need to go out there and hustle. You just need to go out there and be your boss, babe.
Cue the gaslighting.
You just, you know, yeah. And I mean, the thing is, the model in a way still works, but they, I technically am still a seller of the product. I'm still technically active.
They won't quit you.
But I haven't quit them yet. Yeah. I
sent in my walk-in paper.
I know
a long
you did.
Time ago.
I am a Dingle Mary hanging on, hoping that someday they will realize that the way they ran their business in 2016,
I was
2017.
The Christine.
Yeah, you were like,
our group. I mean, there were actually, I guess maybe I was more of a Janelle because there were a lot of Christines before me that they saw it. And I hoped for a while that it would change. And so I'm more of the Janelle in that situation.
Yeah. And I'm still sitting here saying, they will open their eyes and they will realize that the way they did business in 16 and 17 was the better way. And I'm still waiting for that to come back.
Mm.
Even though they stood at convention last year at LuLaRoe convention and said, there is no more mainline. Mainline is dead. And I'm still sitting here going, we gotta have a main line.
Your business is
sinking. We gotta have a main line.
Yeah.
How is it possible that you do not have a main line?
Yeah.
I do not understand how you are a clothing company and you're basically telling me that there is nothing we can count on being in stock or having new
and
prints
when you
or new
are
products.
Essentially
how can you tell me that?
A seller of a wholesale item, you're purchasing wholesale, selling retail, which is what it was, but it also had the MLM side on it. But at its heart, that's what it was. And you're telling me I can never know or be guaranteed that I will be able to get any product from my wholesaler?
Right. I mean, pick another product. I sell milkshakes.
Your head is so far up
your
butt.
And chocolate milkshakes is my number one seller. And you're telling me right now that there's no guarantee that I'm going to be able to get chocolate milkshakes next week to sell.
Or that you're
going
to even be able to get a different flavor of milkshake, but we might get you some protein powder. But my people want milkshakes.
Right.
Right. Right.
Well, but the new thing for this week is protein powder.
Right.
But, I mean, but kombucha's coming in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yay. And you're like, my people hate kombucha.
They just want a milkshake.
Yeah. And then after that, we've got the boba balls coming. But my clientele like milkshakes. They don't want boba.
But we're going to do a one-off in December for some donuts.
But guess what?
They don't even want food.
We'll bring back that style for this holiday only. And then it goes away again.
They
don't want the holiday thing. They just want a normal thing.
Guess what? Chocolate milkshakes are back, but we only made 2,000 of them. Go. What? It sold out in 5 seconds. I didn't even see them come up
in
the stock.
We have 30,000 people that want the milkshake product to sell to their people.
You get one sleeve.
Sorry.
No, but you have to buy at least 15. So I'm sorry. You didn't get 15 in your cart, so you can't have one. You can't. You have to buy at least 15. I'm sorry.
Right.
So now I'm filling my cart with boba balls, even though I know nobody wants boba balls because I want to get the one milkshake. I'm telling you. And it was my size, too.
Dinglemary.
This is not a true story.
Your introduction has been really good, the two of you. I feel like I've learned a lot about the two of you.
Wow, was this supposed to be about us? I mean,
Jill
better know about us.
And Tracy.
Yeah. So as I had one daughter, I've had many dogs. I am a dog
connoisseur.
God sends me God in general sends me the dogs I need.
She's a dog rescue.
I have had sadly many pass away over the time because of how they are sent to me at older ages. They have health issues. I get the most expensive free dog sent by the universe.
I actually just set up to
go and get the second dog in my life that I actually am acquiring myself.
But she didn't really pick him out. I picked him out.
I think she picked
out Jasmine.
I do believe that.
I picked him out because I sent her the pictures and I said, Mom, and this one's the cutest. This one's my favorite.
His
name is Buddy. And that's who she got.
I think God, through the universe, sent me this dog as well.
Through me.
In
my neighborhood.
Whatever it takes. My initial dog, that the only one I had ever went and picked out, was a male dog. He had a certain personality. He was named for a very specific reason. All of these things. His name was Moose. He was the best.
He was a good boy.
He was the best boy ever. And I have not been able to have, I haven't had another. The universe has not sent me another male dog because I feel like it knows I wasn't ready. And now I am ready. And I had two that passed a few months ago. And it's time. So, Buddy will be joining the family on Monday.
I'm
super excited about that. And so we'll be back to three dogs.
Yeah.
Our most dogs that we had,
five.
If we count the thing, five adults
puppies.
With four puppies. So in my house at one point, I had nine because
for a short time.
The fourth dog came great with chillin'.
Right. The most recent dog that was sent by the universe was Luna. And she was pregnant
unbeknownst.
They should have named her Mary because she was looking for room in the inn with her four puppies
in
her womb.
Yeah. So only one of the puppies remained with us. The other three were my best friends and family. So anyway, so that's a little about me. Crazy about dogs, crazy about my grandkids. If you ask where everybody lands in the pecking order of my life, people will tell you that there is a hierarchy.
Yes.
And it's clear. And I can't deny all of it.
Daughter
but
dogs.
At the top, are
James. I think and Max. The dogs are ahead of me sometimes.
James and Max, and then Alex is there.
Only because I gave her James and Max.
That's not true.
That's the only reason why I'm second. Otherwise, the dogs would be ahead of me.
And then there's
the dogs.
The dogs and Lester, those are my family at home. Lester will say that my dad is there above him.
Lester says he's not even in the top five.
The dogs are third. No, I told him he's in the top five. The dogs.
He says he's not in the top five.
That's because he wants to label everybody separately, and you can't do that. Because I can't do that.
Anyways. Sometimes you can't have one without the other.
Right.
That's funny. It's just like my daughter telling me that I'm lower in the pecking order too. Casey's number one. My mom's number two. Then I think comes River. Then comes Jasmine. Then maybe me. So the two dogs are ahead of me in pecking order too. But you know,
that's all.
But
good.
Hey, I made the top five. So
you know, whatever. Top five.
That's right. So that's Tracy. You love to TikTok. If you guys all don't know, you need to go find Officially Tracy Time. That is Tracy's TikTok, and she's got awesome things on the Tiki Talkies. And she's a force over on the TikTok.
I don't mean I got something awesome. I'm on there a lot. Yeah. A lot.
Yep. Which is why you have so many followers. Yeah.
So, that's a little bit about us. Are there questions that you have for us? If so, send us an email.
What about me? We didn't do me. Did you say how old you are? Or how young you are?
But I want to tell them. That if there's more things you want to know, because I don't know what we've said or whatever. Send us an email.
Yep. It's okay.
A review, you can leave a little blurb of a message. You could say, hey, we really want to know this. But now it's Jill's turn, and this is where things get more interesting. I've got some interesting in my history.
Which part?
Because you are a blended family, and you got a lot of kids and a lot of kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in my life always, but yeah. So I was, up until recently, single mom of my only daughter, Tori Monster. And then I got divorced when she was in the womb born. So I was single for 10 years because I met Tracy. That's the truth. Oh, no. I wasn't so lonely because I had Tracy.
And
I didn't need a man. No. I didn't need a man to define me.
Yeah.
And I had a travel partner because there was Tracy and we did LuLaRoe together. And I mean, never said that out loud until now, but it is kind of true. I had my family, and I had Tori, but I had you and... You know,
it's
I was
so
happy.
Much that
Mom's
Lester
a good
was
single
so good,
mom friend.
But there's a lot of things that I wanted to do and I like to do that Lester wasn't always wanting to do. He's like, you know, he might want to go to Disney here and
once
there.
Once a year.
But to do all of this, he was kind of like, go.
Well, let's
go
be honest, though. You're a good single mom friend because for a good period of time, you were a single mom.
Right.
So, like,
and
you get it.
When I got married, I did not let a husband take over my life. And I have seen that happen with many of my friends or acquaintances that they get remarried and then they just let their entire life be consumed with that, which is fine if they want to do that.
Sure.
But I refuse to do that
this
time. I have been married two other times and I ain't doing it. I am living my life and you are becoming part of my life.
Sure.
That's how I take on a relationship. You will not consume my life. I have other interests than you.
And one of those
and they're
was
not gonna
Jill.
Be.
I wasn't another interest.
I mean,
was over a lot.
Lester knows that. I talk to people on the phone all the time. I meet up with my friends all the time. I do things, and Lester knows that that's part of that. Now, I need Lester to have more friends, but apparently men don't go out.
They don't.
And make friends
they don't friend
same
the
way.
Same.
Yeah. And I do have a lot of women friends that are single or were single. I mean, now they're all getting engaged and married.
That's true too.
Like Jill.
But
and Veronica.
She got
Veronica,
engaged. Yeah. But we're introducing Jill.
Yeah,
she
so that's
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that yeah. So I in those 10 years of being single, I dated a little, but my daughter was important and I am also
When we met, she was still pretty little. What was she?
Well,
three?
Yeah. We met in 12, right? 13? When did we start off to Neverland?
I think it was 13. The fall of 13. So we met up in 14.
Right. So she was three.
Yeah.
She's a little bit.
She's just a little peanut.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I also am a member of the Christian faith and I
We just shout that out. Right? We all believe in Jesus.
We all believe in Jesus.
We all love us of Jesus.
Is there a song about that? We all believe.
Probably.
You know, so the thing is like, you know, I kind of, I had the idea when I got married the first time that it was one and done. Like, I believed in one marriage. Like, I did not prescribe to divorce.
I did not prescribe to divorce, though.
Yes.
I do believe in Jesus, but I prescribe to divorce
hard. Like Christine.
Yes.
Hardcore.
Yes. Do it. It's good time. Life's going to get so much better.
I learned that after the first husband, and I was like, you know what? If it ain't going right, every other thing that goes wrong in life, you make a mistake, you do something wrong, we are allowed to course correct.
Course correct.
No difference.
Yep. So, anyways, but, I mean, my hope was is that I did not choose...
Divorced.
Frivolously, like I thought I had put some, you know, thought and effort and prayer into my first husband,
right.
And
yeah.
I had even discussed.
I mean,
things
I didn't enjoy
my
divorce.
First husband. That well, no, of course not. No. It's
I'm
always
just saying,
hard. Even if you're doing what's best for you or your kid or whatever, it doesn't make it less hard.
Maybe it happens after the second one.
Maybe
after the second one, you're like, you know what?
But the thing is
it's okay. You survive them because it was
you were done down and dirty by your second, like I was by my first.
But I will tell you that's true. But I will tell you after the first one, which was Alex's dad,
right?
I felt a little bit like a failure because I was 21.
Yes,
because I had Alex at 19. I was 21, and in my family, the only person on either side of my immediate family, on my mom's side or my dad's side, aunts, uncles.
Yes.
I was the oldest grandchild, too,
mm-hmm.
That had been divorced was my great-grandmother, or was my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been married twice?
She was
three
crazy.
Times.
We love her.
Now I don't remember. But my actual biological grandfather had killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And she got remarried, but she was there was a divorce in there to somebody. She was married for a very short time and got divorced and then married the grandfather that I knew.
Yeah.
And so she was literally the only person that had ever been divorced. So then there's me going.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
and
hey.
That's kind of where I came from. Now, my dad was an only child.
Now, I'm not the only one now. But
yeah,
I
right. My mom is one of eight. And there was one of her brothers, so my uncle, had divorced. But everybody else still to this day is currently together. And now that I'm, again, thinking about it out loud, I've got one cousin who has been divorced, but everybody else is
actually,
still...
Actually, and I just
maybe,
lied. I am
lying.
Still the only one.
Because other people didn't get married. They
other,
just had
yeah,
babies
I have,
with people,
I have family
but
that,
didn't get
that
married.
Never got married. And
oh,
they're not
well,
together
yeah.
with the person
yeah,
anymore.
Sure.
But I'm still the only one that's been divorced.
Yeah. So,
but, I mean, you know, same.
But
Same, but
I'm
different.
I'm just saying.
Again, I mean, everybody has to choose their life, choose their path, and even choose their faith. But, you know, being raised in the Christian faith, again, like divorce is frowned upon or not. Our world is changing. You know, divorce 50 years ago was seen totally different than divorce
is
today. It's
totally.
So commonplace, you know, and
yeah.
then there's so many things in our society and culture
I mean,
that are like that.
Even 20, 30 years
yeah,
ago.
Well, think about it. I mean, premarital sex was a
way taboo.
Huge no-no 60, 70
Do
years ago, right? I mean, my parents waited till marriage and a majority of people did. Now, you know.
If
and,
you didn't
yeah.
test drive it before you got married... There was a
You're
problem.
Considered weird, right? I mean, it's
yeah.
true. So there's just, you know, society and culturally we all change. But I was raised under that mindset that, you know, I should marry once. And so,
right.
like you said, and it totally felt like a failure. My ex-husband dropped me for somebody else
right.
while I was pregnant
and,
with Tori. So again, it's easy
right.
to feel like a failure when
mm-hmm.
you weren't good enough for that person. They left you for somebody else
while
because
you
they found pregnant. They found something better. Here I am growing your child, and
right.
that isn't even enough to keep you
so.
Stuck around. Like,
right.
wow,
and
I
we'll
must be
say,
some really
if
horrible wife.
You're of different feelings on any of these things
oh, yeah.
than us. That is great because
we're not
I'll
offended.
Tell you what, the three of us don't agree on all of these issues.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We have very different.
Yeah, we're just
views
sharing with you us
on
yeah,
yeah on these life
us.
Things. So.
Also not easily offended, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that we debate different parts of religion and life.
Politics yeah,
and everything. We are
social
none
norms.
Of us are the same there either. I mean,
yeah,
we all have varying degrees of everything.
Right.
Even though this one belongs to me.
Yeah,
that's... She is pointing to me.
Yeah. I was pointing to Alex. This one belongs to me.
Right.
You know, we are different, but we all respect each other and yes. the friends that we have in our circles because we are all very different and we don't force people to think like we do to be their friend.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. But so 10 years into my singleness and my daughter's life, because they all kind of coincided about the same time, my really good friend from high school, who I have been friends with since high school, obviously I got married and lived my life, and he got married and lived his life so much so that he had 5 kids.
He was living
life. He was living life.
A crazy life.
Working hard, which is why we never saw. It was random. That barely he's like, you want to meet at Taco Bell for a quick taco.
I remember like about once a year or twice a year, you guys would talk because he would call you on your birthday to say happy birthday. I remember
always.
You
saying he him. He never missed him my birthday.
To say happy birthday. And then like once a year, you'd be like, I'm having my annual like
dinner with Casey. Or lunch with Casey or whatever worked out for his schedule, my schedule. We'd run into each other. We even tried like birthday parties. Like I invited them to a few of Tori's birthday parties and they came to a few and I went to a few of his kids' parties if it worked out with the timeline or whatever. But nonetheless, we had always been in touch. We'd always been friends. And he calls me, let's say nine years
friends
into
so much that you were in the wedding.
I stood up in his wedding. That's how much friends we were. And at that point we were really close and I was single and we hung out all the time back then. I was in college and he was getting married and she didn't have a lot of ladies and I was one of his best friends. So I filled a lady's spot, again, this is pre days where like you couldn't have girls stand on the dude's side. Like,
right.
So anyways, that's what it was. He calls me one night, it's a little bit later in the night and Tori was already in bed. So it must've been, 8, 9 o'clock. He calls and for him to call that late is odd. So I answer and he's like, I'm just going through a lot right now. I really need somebody to talk to. Can I come over? I'm like, yeah, Tori's sleeping. Come over. We can sit on my porch. And he told me the issues that he was struggling with in his marriage and what he was looking for advice and things were looking hairy. Like she's already throwing out the D word and he's worried about his kids and parenting. And he was asking me questions about my divorce and how do we deal with parenting and what is parenting schedules? And he's talking to me about all that stuff. And so for about a year, I was kind of helping coach him through his divorce. We were talking more because at this point he's got more time because he's not living in the house and he's back living with his parents just because he's still supporting that house fully. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't afford 2 rents. So he's, paying that one house and staying with his parents. And so he had more time. So we were hanging out more and then the divorce was finalized and
COVID was going on and everybody needed work.
Right.
Because you couldn't go to people's houses to sell clothing, which we were selling LuLaRoe.
Right. Again, I was a LuLaRoe seller at the time. And
I had already taken a job.
Yeah. He was working for an air conditioning company. And we just happened to be talking again one day. And I was like, dude, like this LuLaRoe, I'm not making my bills. I don't know. I just really got to look for something, but I haven't worked a real job.
Right, because
in 3 years.
Schools were out still. I mean, you were.
It was COVID. This was give or take August, September of 2020. Yeah. So, maybe schools were just starting back up or they were doing it in person.
Weren't in person, some that were online only.
Right, yeah. I mean, there was just a lot going. And I'm just like, I don't even know where to look for a job. And again, I've been working for myself, my own business for 3-4 years at this. I don't know. And he was like, hey, I'm working for an air conditioning company. We always need more people in the office. We're considered essential. So, our office is still functioning. We're still all come to the office every day.
Because in Arizona in the summer.
Yeah. We need air conditioning. So he was like, I can get you an interview. No worries. And I had an interview in a couple of days and he's like, I know you're smart. I know you can pick up an office job real fast. He's like answering phones, scheduling appointments, following up. Yeah, I can do that. Okay. I mean, I type. It's good. So I applied. I got the job. Late September, I started working at this air conditioning company and he was there. He used to do, different things at the company, but at the time he was our training manager, training their new AC and plumbing people just on company policies and how to work their tablets and their phones and how to do the things, the things he could teach in mm-hmm. the shop that were not the job outside the shop. So we saw each other in the office every day. And again, there were times where he didn't have his kids because they were with their mom. And he'd be like, hey, you want to go to dinner after work? Like, we go, you know, get some wings. He knew I love wings. He loves wings. Like, there's a swing shop. Like, okay, yeah, fine. So we start spending more time together. And then we have this mutual friend who lives in Prescott. I hadn't seen him in years.
You were getting the kids together at that point,
but,
too.
Yeah. So he has
one that was the same age as yours.
Yeah, exactly. So he's got 5 kids. I've got the one. And so he says to me one time, he's like, hey, this Saturday I'm going up to Prescott to see Ryan. I'm taking all the kids. Do you and Tori want to come? And he was kind of accusing me of basically being kind of shut in, which, you know, number one, it was around COVID times. And number two,
you have older parents.
I have older parents. But we, you know, but I mean, I'm working the job now at this point.
Right.
But I have my daughter, but it's just me and her. And then other than that, I would hang out with you. But I you know, it's not like I have a huge circle of friends or that, again, not like people are really socializing. But I'm going to go up to Prescott to see Ryan. I'm taking the kids. You and Tori want to come? Well, I ain't nothing planned. Sure. So because of things like that, we start hanging out more. And then I'm going to say around Thanksgiving-ish, we're spending a lot of time together. Like, I'm starting to hang out at his parents' house playing cards because I love playing cards and they play cards. And we're hanging out as friends. And one thing kind of leads to another, and I kind of start to catch feelings. And we had dabbled in dating when we were in high school, but it just never worked out. And even him and 5 kids, I was like, no.
I remember I would always say,
ooh, Casey. And I was like, no.
They didn't end up together because I knew they were rocking. She's like, no.
So, yeah, I shot that down hard. But then, you know, we're hanging out. And he's a really good guy. And I love his family. I love his parents. I know his sister. I graduated with her. Like, there was just so many things that were easy with us because we didn't have to do all the dating stuff that normal people do. Hey, what do you like on your pizza? Hey, what do you like? Right? Yeah, we knew what we liked on each other's pizzas. We knew we both liked Del Taco. We knew we had similar taste in music. Like, you know, I mean, we just... And we knew we got along. And so to make a long story short, New Year's weekend, we went to hang out with Ryan and Prescott, just the adults. And Tracy's kind of encouraging me because she kind of had to pull the reins with Lester when they decided to start dating. And she's like, you should just ask him and be like, what's going on? Because Casey's a natural flirt anyways.
Said,
like,
that's
so
what Lester told me.
He's flirting with me. And well, it's funny because you've got a story where Lester says, she sat me down and said, we're going to do this or nothing at all. And that's Lester's version. Yes. Casey says, I trapped him in a car on the way to Prescott for 2 hours and about
made
a gunpoint, even
you.
Though I was driving, you know, I said, we're going to date or not. And I mean, basically he was saying like, well, when you and me retire and get our cabin in the woods. And I was like, well, to retire together, shouldn't we be married? Shouldn't we be engaged? To be engaged, we probably got a date. So you can ask me out. Oh, are we going to have this talk? Yes, we are. We're going to have this talk. And we had the most unromantic conversation you've ever had with a person. Well, this is why we would work and this is why we wouldn't work. And we don't want to damage the friendship because we've been friends for so long. And it took him until New Year's Day. So that was New Year's Eve. But it took him until New Year's, the night of New Year's Day, to finally say, well, let's give it a try. Because I told him, I said, you never know. You could kiss me and it could be like kissing your sister. And then we know it's not going to work out. You don't know. Right? But if you kiss me and there's like fireworks and tinglies and you're feeling stuff, then maybe we know there's something here. So finally he said, so then I should kiss you. And I'm like, yeah, you should kiss me. So he kissed me. And then I looked at him and I said, was it like kissing your sister? And he went, no. I said, good, me neither. And then we kissed again.
It also wasn't like me kissing my sister.
Right, yeah. I don't have a sister. I don't know. I've never kissed my sister before. I don't have one.
That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't think it was like kissing your sister Holly either. But anyways, from that point, we were inseparable. We got engaged within 6 months, and we were married 3.5 months after that in October. So October of 21, we made it official and I moved him and his
brood.
big
brood
soccer team
children.
Yeah, into the house. They range now from 19 to 12, 19, 17, 15, 13, and then 12. The 12-year-old just turned 12 in December. His 13-year-old turns 14 in January, where Tori turns 14 in April. So anyways, we've got a mess of schools, and some do band, some do drama, some do choir. Some of them do soccer. We coach soccer together because our church needed soccer coaches, so we were voluntold. We were doing it for our son's team 1 year, and now we do it for two teams, and we're busy all the time. We just got through Christmas, and life is expensive. When Xander, who is the 13-year-old, almost 14, Xander says, I'm going to have 9 kids. And I'm like, dude. He's like, I'm going to have nine kids. I like big family. I'm going to have 9 kids. And I said, number one, you need a real good job.
Or marry someone rich.
I said, I'm telling you though, Xander, although big family sounds good, and let's just say you can afford it. Let's just say money's not the problem. Okay, let's just say you can afford it. You're going to have a special vehicle. So I'm suggesting to be able to stick with... Right, yeah. I'm suggesting...
Well, 9 kids, 3 hotel rooms.
But yeah, right? Yeah, over 8.
That would be 11.
But so I told him, I was like, at a minimum, I mean, because we got a Sequoia, because, again, there's 6 kids, me and Casey. So we got a Sequoia. Mm-hmm. You know, without a bench seat in the front. I mean, I guess technically you could have 7 kids if you had a bench seat in the front. But you're going to have a minivan. You're going to have a Sequoia. If you go over 6.
A big SUV, a big minivan.
Right. But yeah. I told him
passenger
the other
day, van, baby.
I was like, do you understand? You know, they always think that their dad is cheap because, like, we go to the first showing of a movie on a Saturday at the discount theater, right? Because that's when the movies are like $4.50, right? Do you understand if we go to a nighttime movie and it is $10 per person, we are $80 in before we've bought, well, that's not counting tax, before we've bought popcorn or soda. We're going to need at least 2 large sodas and everybody's going to share. We're going to buy 4 large drinks because everybody's going to share and everybody has to have a buddy. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do it. You can't. 100%. I mean, 7 drinks, 7 popcorn.
Just the two of us to go to the movies.
Right?
Well, that's my husband's reasoning.
And he says, and he says, 4 fit in a hotel, 4 fit in a ride vehicle at the amusement park.
Four fit in a normal size vehicle if you ever didn't want a minivan or if you needed to have a cheaper car. 4 fit in a regular size
car.
Right, because he thinks with his brain and I think with my heart.
Well, and she had 2 boys, and she would have liked a little girl. But I'll tell you what, best 2 little boys in the world. I'm a boy nana.
I don't know what I would do with a girl now. I have nieces, and I love them. But like if I had a daughter, I don't know if I'd know what to do.
I know. I'm a girl mom. I didn't know what to do necessarily with boys. But you know what? We're building a pirate ship in the backyard. That's what we're doing. The plans came this week.
That's right.
Really?
Yep.
That's exciting.
Papa bought the plans. We're building the pirate ship. And then when I was talking to Lester, I did a TikTok about this when we talked about it the other day, and we looked out in the backyard and he goes, maybe instead of grass, should we put cheddar? And I just looked at him. I'm like, what? And he goes,
it's like the fake bark.
He goes, I mean, wood chips. He just randomly said like cheddar, like cheese. Oh, I'm like,
I thought maybe that was a brand of wood chips.
No, I said, I don't think that cheese in our backyard would be good. And he just starts laughing and he goes, I don't know what's wrong with my brain. I go, what did you mean? Brain. And he goes, wood chips. I was like, oh, okay.
Wood chips.
Cheddar.
Well, what are some other names for it? Bark, wood chips.
So, anyway, we're debating what we're going to put under there. But I think wood chips is going to be it because it's a little bit soft. It might, like, just disintegrate and go away, but we can just refill it. It's not going to get hot to the touch, and I don't want the boys to burn themselves.
They will complain about the wood chips getting in their shoes. I'm just letting you know ahead of time because they complain about that at both their schools.
So, well... We'll figure it out.
I feel like wood chips are better than the sand. They're easier to vacuum up than sand.
Yeah, definitely better than sand. Yeah, right. And sand still gets hot.
I mean, the only other thing would be the rubber chips. Those rubber chips, though, could, you know, where they grind up the tires and whatever. Oh. Like, that might be an option. We use that for decoration. And they're going to, because, again, they're rubber. Like, I don't know that you have any option for that. I mean, even if you got AstroTurf, even AstroTurf is going to be hot.
Correct.
Yeah, the wood chips don't really get hot.
Right. No, you don't think so?
No. Well, and then also you're never on the barefoot.
Yeah, wood does not
for sure.
Temperature heat.
For sure, yeah. So. All right. Well, I don't know if that was all the things.
Anyway,
but
if you need to know anything more about Jill, if you guys like this episode and you want more of just our random everyday and what we've been up to, let us know. We'll
comment.
Because that's what the podcast started off as.
Send an email.
Yep. It's allchaospodcast@gmail.com. We hope we get some reviews this week. We'd love to read your review podcast. Make sure you follow, especially Tracy on the Tiki Talkies, but Alex and I both got our TikToks going. Alex, I need to add your TikTok to our show notes, especially
but
when
you can find
you're
her
involved.
It's, at the pondering wolf.
Does it have a the in it?
The Pondering Wolf.
Yeah, at the pondering, like you're thinking. Pondering Wolf, WOLF, because that's my last name.
Yep. All right, but we'll We'll like figure it out. But hang out with us. We love hanging out with you. We hope somebody's listening out there in the void as we talk into it. So until next time, guys, remember, this is the podcast. I can still say it, right?
Right.
Even though it's not really a Sister Wives podcast.
It's fine.
This is a podcast where chaos is always multiplied and never divided.
All right. See you next time.
Bye,
friends. Bye.
If your life is so chaotic you don't remember, you've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
To support Tracy, Jill, or get access to any products we've discussed on the podcast, visit our websites at officiallytracytime.com,
shopjillybean.com,
or shopthechaos.com. If you've enjoyed learning about our chaos, you can always leave a positive review on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you download your podcasts.
And if you would like to tell us about your chaos, you can always email us at itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll read your email on the show.
And remember, when life gets chaotic, it's okay to listen to the podcast in your closet with a Starbucks eating raw cookie dough.